You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with Honduran peasant leader Rafael Alegría. The government warned him about plans against his life. Last week, on Thursday precisely, I was notified by the Minister of Security and by the President himself about plans against my life. They told me I should take the necessary steps and precautions, said Honduran peasant leader Rafael Alegría, coordinator of La Vía Campesina International to Real World Radio. This is not a movie, this happened in real life, in a Honduras led by Porfirio Lobo after the coup d'etat perpetrated by Roberto Micheletti and the armed forces in 2009. Over 50 peasants have been murdered in the past 2.5 years in Bajo Aguán in the context of the struggle for land. Alegría, who is also a coordinator of La Vía Campesina Honduras, has been one of the most visible faces of the peasant struggle in that country. On October the 4th, the leader was told by Pompeyo Bonilla, the Minister of Security, that there is a plan against his life. Several Honduran social organizations joined Alegría and demanded an urgent meeting with the Police Reform Commission to inform them about this, and they also requested a meeting with Lobo. The president confirmed that there is information about the plans against Alegría, the secretary of the Agrarian National Institute, Cesar Ham, and the human rights minister, Ana Pineda. This information was ratified by the head of the police, Juan Carlos Bonilla. According to Prensa Latina news agency, Ham and Pineda shared with Alegría the defense of the rights of peasants confronted with businessmen in the struggle for land in Bajo Aguán. They didn't say anything else, not the reasons, not anything. I've personally taken the necessary precautions. I've denounced this at national and international level in a press conference, said Alegría in the interview with Real World Radio. We are demanding the state bodies to speed up the investigation, dismantle the plan, and assure my safety. At this moment, we are fine. I've received a lot of solidarity from my country and also at the international level, and I'm very pleased with that, said the leader. On Monday, several social organizations issued a public statement where they expressed their concern about the official information received against the freedom and life of human beings, especially our friend Alegría, a defender of peasant rights, mainly the right to land. For this reason, we are denouncing this before the institutions in charge of the investigation and before international bodies, they add. The Committee of Relatives of the Detained Disappeared in Honduras, the National Rural Workers Union, the Workers Union Federation, the National Association of Farmers, and La Vía Campesina signed the statement. The press release highlights several moments since 2009 where Alegría was threatened, notified about plans against him, or persecuted.
You are listening to Real World News.